coffee, lettuce, and tomato too.
A man. A woman. A hamburger. A bun.
My uncle used to love me, but you died.
The Montreal Burger Report with Chris, Zeke, and Linda,
Extra
Pickles,
Baznev. Good day, welcome to episode 56 of the Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, due to a complete and utter abdication of responsibility by someone who shall remain nameless,
silent,
Chris Zeke Hand is only joined by Linda Extra Pickles Besner.
I have two pickles. I have two pickles. I have two pickles today. Hey, hey.
Our hero and heroine are left high and dry.
Well, maybe not too dry.
At the most fabulous watering hole on the entire plateau. Copacabana. Where they discuss their impending visit to Burger DeVille.
So you still want to do this, even though I've been sorely disappointed, because not only did Warren bail on me, but I then also found out that I did not get nominated for the James Beard Foundation Awards.
What? James Beard does not know what's good for him.
No, but apparently they nominated a whole bunch of NPR shows.
Well, I feel like, you know, this is only going to call us to greater burger inspection heights. Yeah.
Okay, so then the question is, do you want to not do the haul out to Montreal West and do the country and western version of the Burger Report, and would you prefer instead to sort of stay more in the neighborhood?
I would be pretty into going to the country and western part of life, unless you don't want to.
Okay, no. Like. I will let you incite me then, because otherwise it was the sort of thing, yes. But as I was coming here, I was sort of like walking sheepishly with my tail between my legs, sort of saying, oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me.
Why?
Well, just dates you. To do the nomination cost $150.
Oh no!
Or to not do the nomination, to attempt to get nominated, $150.
See.
Plus, I just built myself up over the time, and then to get like Warren saying, "No, I'm bailing on you."
Oh God! Like people love to bail on stuff. That's the problem with people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's awesome about me. I don't bail.
Okay. There are other things that are awesome about you as well.
Thanks. That's the main thing, though.
We can discuss that further.
Mm.
Okay, so you do want to do then. Okay, so then after this beer, we will head out to Spurs.
All right, amazing.
And then from Spurs, we get just then have to go to Burger DeVille, which closes at 9:30.
Okay.
And then depending on how we feel after the burgers at Burger DeVille,
right,
we can then do, the Wheel Club.
Right. Okay. What do you know about Burger DeVille?
I've been there. It's actually very, very good burgers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a certain thing. They actually use a grill. I think it's a gas grill. The guy who owns it is partners with his son. The two of them have worked in a variety of sort of chain restaurants, mall restaurants type of things like Casey's and Madison's and stuff like that, and then decided that they were going to invest money so as to keep something in Montreal West. Have you been to Montreal West ever?
I used to live in NDG.
Okay.
But I haven't really been, and I was mentioning to you the other day, I did have a brief, not very illustrious stint as a chocolate pander outer in Cavendish Mall. So I did wear a Santa hat in Cavendish Mall and hand out Hershey's dark chocolate to reluctant passersby. But I'm not sure.
I don't.
So this will be a happier occasion.
Uh-huh. It'll be a happier occasion, but it's also that Montreal West is completely different than Côte Saint-Luc, NDG, and so on. With the first one being the reason we got to go to Spurs is because, Montreal West is completely dry. There's no bar.
What? What do you mean?
There's no bar in Montreal West whatsoever.
Really?
Yes.
Like, this is a legislated, like, municipally zoned thing?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Like, how do you even municipally zone beer out of your...
Liquor laws, I think, are locally run. I know that Westmount used to be completely dry until about the early 80s.
Wow. What a terrible community.
A lot of the CBC lives and works there, or lives there.
Well, they can get their fix at work, I guess.
Should we get on microphone who you are and why you're here?
Oh, sure, we can. My name is Linda Besner, and I guess I met you 6 years ago at this point. I wandered into your gallery and off the street randomly, and now we're friends. And I guess now it's been a year and a half, I suppose, since I left Montreal. So this is my triumphal return for a few days, you know. And now I'm living in Toronto, and I do work for the mothership at this point. I work on a show called The Next Chapter, which is a national books show hosted by Sheila Rogers on CBC Radio 9, Mondays, Saturdays.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Mm-hmm. We got to get you onto Eleanor Wachtel's show.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they pay well?
I think so. I mean, I guess it depends on what your standards are. I'm, you know, in my real life, I'm a poet, so I'm kind of like bathing in money. This is amazing, you know. So I don't know whether real people think this is a good gig or not, but it seems awesome to me.
And can-lit, as being a poet and working on a can-lit show really can't hurt.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's kind of silly. I feel like my function on this books show is the least bookish of everyone who works on it. You know what the main thing I do is?
What?
It's kind of ridiculous. I ask famous people what they're reading. That's kind of like my whole... I manage a segment called Bedside Books where, you know, periodically the two other producers and I kind of sit down with a list of people who one of us thinks are famous. And then we go through it trying to figure out whether these people are famous.
Okay.
Like, has either of the other two heard of this person, you know? There's a lot of people who are famous who I have never heard of because I don't have a television.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we agree on who is actually famous, then I, you know, chase their agents around and try to get 15 minutes with them so they can tell me that they're reading something.
That's an impressive Rolodex you're building up.
Kind of.
Don't throw those phone numbers out.
Yeah. You know who the coolest person I got to talk to was, though? An astronaut. I got to talk to Bob Thirsk, who is this Canadian guy who just came back from the International Space Station. And I was like an 8-year-old kid the whole time I was talking to him. I was like, oh my God, you were in space. What was it like? You know, and trying to act all cool and question interview person, but really basically just like jumping up and down, squealing. It was amazing. Is there other stuff you want to know?
I figure we'll figure it out. If there's anything that you would like to say.
No, I'm really not that complicated.
Okay.
My relationship with burgers is, you know, is one of joyous, you know, communion. But I wouldn't say that I'm an expert.
Okay, if it's joyous communion, could you elaborate slightly, make it, I don't know, 6 syllables as opposed to the 5 that it is?
Like, define the joyousness of this communion.
Or where to start from your first burger that you can remember to where you...
It's funny, when I was a kid, we were one of those families, we actually went to McDonald's every Sunday as a treat. Which in retrospect, I'm like, oh God, that's horrifying. But I suppose this was the 80s when that seemed like a good idea to bring your children up that way. That's why I'm so short, probably.
Chris Bosch probably went to McDonald's lots as a kid as well.
So life is just unfair. That's what it is. Yeah. And I would always scrape the onions off my hamburger, and I would always get everybody else's pickles. I was that kid.
Okay.
And I would eat the bun and the patty separately. I was, you know, those kids who don't like their sandwich meat touching the bread, and they don't like the mustard touching anything else, and they're very kind of particular about compartmentalizing their food groups. I would eat the patty separately, and the bun was kind of its own entity with a lot of pickles.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 56 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Chris Zeke Hand and Linda Extra Pickles Besner.
I have 2 pickles. I have 2 pickles. I have 2 pickles today. Hey.
Discuss the logistics of getting to Burger DeVille while at the wonderful Montreal Bar. called Copacabana. Join us in 7 days when Linda explains how she likes her hamburger and our hero and heroine reference Calvin Trillin.
There are Cossacks in Idaho, as a matter of fact. I know you've led a very racy life.
Well, maybe we can go after this and have a little
I don't know. I have to talk to my mother.
What frightens Linda? How does Judaism interfere with Zeke's burger consumption? And what about a slice of tomato? Find the answers to these and other questions next week in episode 57 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel. Copacabana is located at 3910 Salaron. Their phone number is 514-982-0880, and they are open 7 days a week from about noon to 3 a.m. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and Extra Pickles go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them. It's your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders in Montreal. There's a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburger.wordpress.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you'd like to write to us, our email address is montrealburger@gmail.com. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, the Sweetback Sisters, and the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com for the music, and you for listening.